Gardening tips on Basingstoke Radio with the garden editor, Claire.
Tuesday morning, Community Connections with me, Dave, on Basingstoke Radio. And it is that time for Claire on the telephone. Good morning to you, Claire. How are you? All right?
I'm very well, thank you. I'm very well. I feel like I should be by the telephone. I should be standing in a hallway holding on to a formal old dial-up style telephone. Do you remember those days?
You do actually. You should hold the dial it. So you think about it, when you had the old dial in, when you put your finger in and turn the dial around, didn't you? Right. On
Yes.
the telephone. Right. Well, you think emergency number was the furthest point of the dial.
Yeah, I never understood that. Do you, maybe our
Unless
listeners
you're
would
in
understand
America, and
why
it's
that
11,
was.
you know. Anyway, well, no, in America it's 911. Anyway, bonjour to you, Claire. You've been in France, haven't you?
Bonjour, Dave.
The bonjour.
Oui, de la couture. I'll stop triggering everyone with memories of learning French in school. Yes, I've just come back from France, which has equally been hit by lots of drought this summer. So it was very interesting to compare
How do you say
what
your name
suffered.
in French?
Oh, my name is Claire.
Oh,
Je
is it?
suis,
Oh,
je
a bit
m'appelle
like,
Claire.
oh yeah, a bit like my name. Mine's David, so it's even better. See?
David.
Oh, that's okay. All
Bonjour,
right.
David. Right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, enough. But I've come back to a lovely, lovely request as part of our colour series that we're doing, Dave.
I know you've go on. You tell us who it is. You do it.
Jake from Chinham has requested orange plants and orange flowers. Thank you, Jake. It's really rare that people come up with a colour like orange, and when they think about planting, I get a lot of pinks and purples and whites. But quite often, orange is one of those colours that people love or hate. Do you have any views on orange, Dave?
I think I used to live next to a house that used to have some orange like bell type things in a bush, and they stink. They are horrible. I don't know what they're called. I don't know what they are. They oh no, even just thinking about them now, they oh no,
Oh,
turns my stomach.
yeah. Well, anyway, let's start off with just a quick little bit of color theory. So, when we're using color in our gardens, there's two ways of thinking about colors. It's the color wheel has is the kind of remember when we learned about the rainbow and what colors go round, and the color wheel is kind of showing those colors in a circle. And we say the colors which go best are the ones which are opposite each other. Those are called opposites colors or complementary colors. So the colors next door to a color or the ones opposite are the ones which tend to go. So for orange, you're looking, if you want to go opposite, you're going to be wanting to pair it with purple,
All right.
which is quite strong. Or if you want to go complementary, you're going to be going with the pinks and the red. So pink, orange, red, those type of tones. And so,
Okay.
those colours are like the hot colours when we were doing the reds. Those are the similar type of things. You can whack a bit of orange in with red and it lifts the whole thing. If you're going orange and purple, it's not quite so hot, but it can lift a whole colour scheme just by putting a little bit dot of orange in a purpley scheme. Can really just like lift it and give it a bit of zing. So that's the boring colour lesson. I'm glad I'm not doing that in French. I can't even remember. Red in French. Orange is easy, isn't it? Because it's orange.
Orange, yeah.
Orange. There we are. So let's crack on. So first up, first thing in the year to think about, and it's a great time of year to think this, is tulips. There's loads and loads and loads of orange tulips, and people really like a good fat tulip because it's the start of spring. It gives you a huge amount of colour. It really can lift and perk you. The good news is the RHS, which is the Royal Horticultural Society, the very venerable charity which helps us with all our planting questions, have just done a huge trial of all the tulips, which are doubles, so the ones with very fluffy double heads, which come out later than the traditional ones, and they've got some cracking orange ones called like Orange Princess. So she almost looks like a rose. She's got doubled ruffled flowers, and they've given her the Award of Garden Merit, AGM. It's a bit like a prefect badge or a badge in scouts or guides. Did you ever do scouts?
Boys Brigade, it was for me, wouldn't
Boys
have mattered.
Brigade. Yeah, exactly. Those things where you basically get an award for being really good.
That's
Well,
right,
if you
yeah.
ever see a plant with the word AGM after it, it means it's really good. So
All
if
right.
you're looking at, you're never quite sure, you look for the letters AGM and it means it's a good doer. So Orange Princess has newly been reconfirmed as having the AGM for an orange tulip. So whack those in. It's a great time of year to start thinking about bulbs. We've done bulbs before, haven't we? I'm sure it's on the website somewhere, but
Yeah, I'm sure
if
it's
not,
in
we
there.
can always, I'm sure it's in there somewhere. So that's the first one. Start the year with your tulips. Secondly, I would then go for something called the geums, which are GEUM geums, which are the common name is wood avens, and these are a woodland plant. You quite often find them in the wild near a woodland stream. So that's telling you they like slightly damp soil. They can cope with a bit of shade. They can cope with a bit of sun. And the really good one is called Totally Tangerine. Totally Tangerine. And she will flower from, well, supposedly May until the start of autumn. But this year, I saw her in flower in March. And I was at a client's house the end of August and it was still in flower then. So a really long season of flowering is geum Totally Tangerine. Will like a little bit of moisture in the soil, like all of the geums. There's a whole range of kind of, there's one called Mango Lassie, which is telling you exactly what colour Mango Lassie is, that lovely orange hues. Really nice for that kind of early season bit of interest after your tulips have gone over. And then I thought we would go for something that we talked about the other week, which is dahlias or dahlias. Do you remember we had a big discussion? How do you pronounce these things?
Yeah, we did.
We did. So a lot of them are very bright colours. But again, coming back to that colour wheel combination, there's a great one called Bishop of Oxford. And Bishop of Oxford is bright, deep orange. But if you see the words bishop by a dahlia, it means the stems are a really dark purple. So the leaves are dark purple, the stems are dark purple, and the flowers are bright orange. So talking about that colour wheel, about complementary and contrasting colours, it's a really strong contrast in the colours. So it really makes it pop. So Dahlia Bishop of Oxford is one which is going to really have even more of an impact because the foliage and the surrounding leaf will be a darker colour. So that orange will really kind of skite out at you.
Are orange plants quite common or not?
Well, normally when I worked in nursery and we had plants organised by colour, we'd always have loads on the white and the purple and the pink benches. But sometimes it's a bit of a struggle to get orange plants. But having said that, what I've tried to do here is give you ones for different times of the year because quite often
Yeah.
the orange plants are later in the season. It's those hotter colours. So that's where you get the dahlias, the rudbeckias, heleniums, those type of orangey, hot border colours. It's rare to get some early in the season, but that's why I thought we'll go with tulips and geums because that's early in the season. And then I'm going to give you a bomb-proof shrub because I'm convinced that shrubs are cooler than people think they are, and they are far more useful than we might think in the garden because they take up a lot of space, they don't cost a lot of money, and they don't need a lot of pruning or onwards care. And I think that's what actually we need in our gardens to get kind of give us a break. And there is a shrub called Berberis darwinii. Berberis darwinii, and it has dark purpley leaves, almost brownie purple leaves, little spikes, but bright orange berries, which come out in spring and summertime. These tiny little almost like berries, but they're actually technically flowers. And the reason I've included this is because it's utterly bomb-proof as a plant. It can cope with shade, it can cope with sun, it can cope with poor soil, it can cope with rich soil, it can cope with pretty much everything. That's why some people might think it's a bit of a kind of a, you know, a car park shrub, but I think it, in the right place with the right combinations, it could look really, really stunning. If you're worried about security, it's quite nice and dense and thick. It's a bit, you know, a bit prickly. So again, if you want something evergreen and dense, but you want to kind of fill a hole and stop, I don't know, the deer coming in or rabbits or next door neighbours or unwanted passers-by,
That's
it's a
right.
great shrub for that as well.
Car
So that
park
Berber.
shrub. What's that? Is that what you
Well,
find in car parks a lot?
yes, exactly. And I
All
suppose
right.
it's a bit of a term that we might use to say almost a bit disparagingly about shrubs which you know aren't very you know don't have a lot of particular interest, aren't very
All right,
exciting,
yeah.
but a
Okay.
lot of shrubs in car parks are they just suffer from you know they have to cope with a lot of pollution, they have to cope with very poor soil quality, you know, no one's out there watering, are they, in the height of
No,
summer?
that's right.
But if they can survive in a car park, it means they're really, really pretty tough. So a lot of it, we might give them a bit more love than and a bit more thought than perhaps we
Ah,
might otherwise think. So, you know, no shrub left unloved. I think
no,
maybe
that's
that's the
right.
way to take it.
Let's
Yeah.
share some love for car park shrubs. That's what we need to
Oh, there
do.
we are. That's
Yeah, we need to do
the
that.
headline, isn't it? Yeah. So
It
there's two more to offer you in the old orange scent. And the first one I'm going to give you is the last flower to flower of the year. And this is the one which will go and go and go until the last frosts of the year. And it's actually a really old flower. It's chrysanthemums. Did you know about chrysanthemums? And normally the latest to flower in the year?
Yeah, my dad used to grow a lot of them actually years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, I
Yes.
think he always used to. They grow
Yeah.
quite tall, do they?
They do indeed. They do
Yeah.
indeed. And it's interesting you say they used to be grown, because a bit like dahlias, which then now everyone is growing dahlias and thinking, oh my goodness, they're amazing. I predict the same will happen with chrysanthemums in a couple of years, and everyone will rediscover what cracking plants they are. Why? Because if you cut them, they last. I don't know if your dad grew them for flower cutting or just for in the garden, but they last for ages. That's why
Yeah.
florists love them. You know, they can last 2 weeks when you cut them. They're really late into the season, so it really pushes your interest in your garden. There's a great one called a Dixter Orange, which was from a very famous garden called Great Dixter. And it's this burnished dark orange, very glamorous, really lovely autumnal tones. Think, oh, you know, think pumpkin spice latte, think Halloween. That's the kind of time this plant is still going to be pushing out those flowers. So it's a really lovely seasonal added of interest. Chrysanthemums like good soil and sun. So I don't know where your dad grew them, but you know, quite often it might have been in a cutting patch. They are ever so slightly tender, but as our summers and our winters warm, we think there's more and more likelihood they will survive over winter, which means you can grow them for years and years and years without having to replant them. So look up Chrysanthemum Dixter Orange if you want to be secretly ahead and one of the cool kids when it comes to planting. Once you've got your new car park shrubs and your chrysanthemums, your neighbours will not know what to make of your very, very avant-garde planting. And then I thought we would finish very quickly with a grass, because grasses come in a whole range of colours, and quite often grasses start off green, unsurprisingly, and then by the autumn you can have very rich tones.
They turn brown, don't they, mostly? Sorry, I was coughing
Well, in
then.
the summer, yeah, in the summer they do. They're like biscuits, aren't they?
Yes.
The ornamental grasses, the kind of the taller ones, can in the autumn have a whole range of tones of reds and oranges and kind of dusky purples almost. And the one called Anemonthelia lissionara, which is a bit of a mouthful, I do admit, is like a cascading plant. So the grass goes up to about 2 foot high, and then it cascades over, and it's evergreen. So it's one of these grasses, when we talked about, is you don't have to do anything with it. It just does itself. You don't need to prune it. You don't need to cut it back. You don't need to do anything with it. But it's a lovely one because it can cope with dry shade, that area that a lot of people find very tricky to cope with in their gardens. So if you want a bit of softness, a bit of texture, something to kind of perhaps play off or cover up a, you know, a stone, a step, or soften the edge of a border, Anemonthelia lissionara has these lovely orange tones in autumn and really kind of gives you that very nice soft autumnal vibe when we're kind of coming to the softer time of the year, where things aren't quite so harsh and stark as they can be in the height of midsummer. So that's a quick canter through some orange options, of shrubs, the unloved, the great loved. It's a bit of a canter, and as ever, I'll put out on social media a list of those plants as well, if that would be helpful for
Yeah,
people.
I think it would. Yeah. And well done for that, Jake. That was a I thought you were going to struggle, Claire, with orange, but obviously not. Maybe.
Jake, yeah, well, you know, we love our listeners. They give us great challenges. But Jake, do you know what? My heart leapt when you gave me orange, because I thought, brilliant, because it's such an unusual color, and it does sound a bit corny, but it does have hidden depths, and a lot of
Yeah.
us
Yeah.
find just doing a little bit of orange can really lift your color scheme quite a lot more.
Absolutely. Yeah, sounds like it as well. Right, we're going to speak to you in a couple of weeks. What are we doing for then? Have you got anything in planned in the
Well,
diary for a couple of weeks?
nothing planned in the diary. We can carry on with the color theme if listeners would like that. We've still got quite a few colors of the rainbow that people haven't
Oh,
chosen,
let's
but
do
the normal
let's
rules,
do
I
another
think.
week. Yeah, let's do another color week then, shall we?
Let's do
Okay.
another color week. But if
All
people
right.
can write in with their color and write in with their preferred song, that would be
Okay.
brilliant.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Well, we can do that for not next week, but the week after. So are you gonna let the listeners know what song Jake's picked for today?
Yeah, Jake,
It's
thank you
quite
for
well, in
this.
fact, I think it's quite apt actually, considering we had a bit of rain on Monday, didn't we? So
We did. Well, we've had this rain, which is much needed. So, Jake, you chose a cracking track. Thank you for this. It really took me back. This is Orange Juice Jones and The Rain.
excellent, well done. And if you are listening out there and you want to get your coloured plants in, then you can send us in an email, is studio@basingstokecommunityradio.org.uk. And if you can let us know by, let's say by the end of tomorrow, by the end of Wednesday, then I'll pass it over to Claire. And you never know, we might be talking about the colour plants you want to know about this time in 2 weeks' time. All right. Okay. So
Indeed.
I'll speak to you in a couple of weeks, Sinclair. See if we can. Let's get a really, really difficult colour. That's what we need. That's what we need.
I am braced. I am braced. Thank you so much.
All
I'm
right
good.
then. I'll speak to you soon. All right. Take care.
Speak
Bye
to you
bye.
soon. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Bye.
There you go. That was Claire, the garden editor, and she'll be back in a couple of weeks' time. And if you want to get your colour plants in, then make sure you do that. In the meantime, we'll get that song off from Jake, and this is Orange Juice Jones and the Rain.
Gardening tips on Basingstoke Community Radio.